Great to talk to Sam Stolzer now, St. Genevieve Senior, and you were part of Government Day here in St. Genevieve. In fact, you were kind of the centerpiece. You got to sit at the head table and accept a plaque from Jason Smith on your nomination to the Naval Academy. How'd that make you feel today, kind of soaking a little bit of that in?
It made me feel really good, knowing that I have support from around the community of my next steps, and it just made me feel really warm inside, just being able to get that.
Gonna talk a little bit about kind of your journey to being accepted to the Naval Academy. How long ago did you have a thought that this is something you might like to do?
I started looking into the service academies my sophomore year, and after I started looking into them, I got really excited and I just kept pushing for it.
Where did the thought come from?
The thought really came from I've always wanted to serve in the military, like, all my life. But going through school, I realized I was decent with my academics, and my family always told me I need to go to college. Mm-hmm. And whenever I found about the service academies, I just thought it was a perfect marriage of the two, and I can fulfill my dream and everything like that.
Was that in the Navy all along, or did you think about the other academies too?
I've thought about all the academies, but just looking at the Naval Academy and meeting people, being able to meet people from the Naval that have gone through the Naval Academy, really got me excited, and I just put my sights on the Naval Academy.
Thinking about this notion of public service, you know, your dad's the sheriff, your mom, I believe, worked in education as well. Does that kind of notion of public service, does that come from your parents?
Yes, and also leadership as well, because they always put their 100% effort into helping our community out, and I just felt like I need to give back somehow myself as well.
So what's the process then? What do you have to do? And I know we probably don't even have enough time,
right. But
what type of things did you have to do to make yourself a good candidate for the Naval Academy?
In order to make myself a good candidate, you have to be physically fit, you have to be a good leader, and you also have to have great academics, and those are the main three points you need to start at, and then after that it's just you have to excel off of that.
Yeah, and then you have to go through applications and interviews and things like that. What was that process like?
It was a lot of work. I had to apply to get nominations,
right,
and then I had to go to an interview for a nomination, and then I also had to make an application, fill out the application for the Academy, and I also had an interview for the Academy. And it was a long road, but it's been totally worth it.
Yeah. Was it nerve-wracking?
Yes, it's been nerve-wracking every step of the way.
Have you been to Annapolis yet?
Yes, I've actually been there twice.
Yeah.
I got to have a campus visit over the fall, and I got to stay two nights with one of the midshipmen, and after that, I was super excited.
Yeah. What were some of the impressions that maybe made the most impact on you during your visit?
Just the whole structure throughout the whole day really got me excited. And I also saw a whole lot of spirit whenever I was there,
mm-hmm,
because they're really into all of their sports, and anything that has to do with the Navy, everybody's 100% into it.
Yeah. Mechanical engineering?
Yes, that's my main focus right now. I won't be able to decide my major until sophomore year of college, but we'll see after that.
Why that? Why the interest in mechanical engineering?
I've just always liked the way things fit together, and I've really loved taking physics classes and everything, and I'm just... Sorry.
I heard you want to be a pilot, too.
Yes. Right now, I may be too big to be a pilot, but I just want to be able to fly somehow, some way. That's my main goal.
What are you about, 6'3"?
Just about, yeah, 6'2", 6'3".
What's the limit?
I think it might be under 6 foot if I want to be like a fighter pilot,
okay,
but I think if I might be able to be like a helicopter pilot or something if I get there.
There might be a place for you. Where'd that interest come from?
I have an uncle that flies planes, and he works on planes and everything, and I got to go up in one of his two-seaters before, and it was an awesome experience, and I've never forgot about that.
That's great. So what's your service time look like then when you go to an academy? What are your responsibilities?
So after graduating from the academy, you're required to serve for 5 years, mm-hmm, at least. It's different if you become a pilot. That's 9 years then. But right now I'm planning on as of now, going through retirement and trying to make a career out of the military.
Yeah.
And that's just my plan.
Do you have anybody in your family that has been in the military before?
Yes, both my grandfathers were in the military, and I have a cousin that was also in the Army.
All right. Congratulations, Sam.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Sam Stolzer joining us on this interview. St. Genevieve Sr. He'll be attending Annapolis, Maryland at the Naval Academy next year.